back.
We're back. Sorry I'm late. I was in Austin, Texas.
No, you were not.
I was this weekend.
Glendale.
I just hopped off a plane now. And we're back to the Meter Game Show, the game show based around the IMDb star meter. We figure out who in the industry is popping and who fell off. I'm Andrew Rolfo.
I'm Jess Dillon Merced. Welcome back. For those that don't know, the IMDb star meter is their official ranking of everyone in film and TV, and number one is the best ranking that you can get.
Wow.
So cool.
We love our podcast.
We love this.
We love doing this.
Oh, I'm so stoked.
Every week.
Your energy affects everyone else, Andrew.
We're chilling then. We have two incredible guests, some of my favorite people, director, writer, voice actor. Special credit beat guy.
Oh my god.
Lift God.
Yeah. Lift God.
Popping.
Wow.
Or did you want Alex Acosta?
Well, Acosta.
It's Acosta, but whatever, it's cool.
Okay.
Honestly. No one really ever actually says Lift. Or calls me Lift God. Everybody's calls me Lift.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What
is that? I used to be a competitive power lifter. So
that's awesome.
I used to have a friend and we used to call him Lit God because he used to go party all the time. Yeah. So then he called me Lift God, but it was too close. So we just put two Fs instead
Whoa.
Of a T.
Damn.
That's so cool. Why'd you stop? Is it?
COVID.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of shut down the gym. I lost all my clients.
Oh,
and then,
no.
Started doing camera stuff. So it kind of worked out.
What was your clean PR?
I was powerlifting squat bench deadlift. So okay. My squat, I squatted 601 in sleeves. I bench pressed 463 pounds and then deadlifted 633.
Damn.
Dang. That's cool.
It's a lot.
It's all right.
Lift him.
It's all right. My bench was good, but everything else was kind of
okay.
It's pretty nice. Great.
And we have we have a comedian, I guess, right? Comedian.
Yeah.
Do you call?
That is so rude.
No. Do you call like actor improv people comedians?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah. But to be fair, that's how I refer to myself too. I'm like, am I a comedian?
Not sure. You definitely are.
Yeah, comedian, writer, skateboarder.
Gene guy, big pants guy.
Oh, there we go.
That's dope.
Gene guy.
I'm gonna change my
with
handle.
Two N's in the gene.
All right.
Alfred Aquino. What up?
Yay.
What up, baby?
Yay.
What up, baby?
Ooh. Oh, thank you, crowd. Thank you.
Oh, so you just put their Instagram handles.
Yeah, this is the first time I've seen.
Why you feeling?
Damn, his clap was way longer than mine.
They would not stop. Yeah.
They would not stop.
Like he's
Okay.
All right. So before,
that's it.
Welcome. You're on a game show, but before we play the game, I do like to ask, how do y'all feel about your careers right now, at this moment?
I'm cool.
Okay.
Cool with it. I had a career change, I guess, in the past.
Yeah, you pivoted really quickly.
Yeah, and then even in the most recent months, I used to work with your roommate.
Yeah.
And then so now I'm working with Tiger Belly.
Wow.
In a boxing gym called Wild Card and stuff.
Super
so
cool.
I'm happy with it. It's fun. Having a lot of fun.
That's good. Awesome.
Yeah. Jeans?
Yeah, I'm in a weird place, but.
Thank you for being honest.
I'm being real.
Why are you feeling weird?
Because it's I'm working a job where I'm satisfied, but it's a full-time job. I work for Xbox right now as a content.
Yeah.
Well, I work for an ad agency and we make content for Xbox.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so I'm kind of all over Xbox's page as a content creator and stuff.
Oh, cool.
So that's cool. That's fulfilling. But I also recently told my commercial agent, I don't feel like auditioning anymore. No, I didn't say that, but I was just I generally don't feel like auditioning that much anymore and traveling more. So I'm just I feel like I'm taking a hiatus from acting and stuff.
Uh-huh.
This is news
to me too.
Yeah,
that's cool that you can.
It's news to me too. No, I'm coming up with it right now. No, but I've been generally the past year has been kind of a hiatus. I'm gonna travel this year, and then like maybe come back to doing all this stuff and hustling.
Yeah.
That's
if
nice.
I feel better.
Right. Most people are like, I want more auditions all the time. And you're like, no, I'm good.
No, yeah, I'm just trying not to be stressed. So it's true. Good. It's weird, but I feel good.
Yeah. That's
good.
Great.
Good. Yeah.
Good. That's so inspiring.
Oh. Jesus. Thank you.
Wait, where are you? No,
I get it.
Me too.
Okay. Where are you going to travel to?
Europe. Might do like a 2-month like backpacking trip, just like going around visiting friends.
Fun.
Nice. Yeah.
Are you gonna bring the pants? Is that a carry-on? Is the pants a carry-on?
I've heard a lot about that.
It has so many pockets. But you can just put everything
I don't know.
In there.
I could just wear it onto the flight. They'll just count it as clothing.
Yeah.
Have you used that character for your Xbox content at all?
I have snuck it into an Xbox video.
Nice. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. It's okay. Just like a quick, like one frame, like thing. But okay. I try to leave it for Easter eggs for
awesome.
Like probably the one crossover of fans of my TikTok page and Xbox.
Oh, shit. Whoa.
Yeah. For those of you who don't remember, Alfred's been on this pod before, but as pants.
Yeah. Just
one time.
You probably didn't notice because I was just pants.
Hilarious.
Where did the idea for that? Do you just like make arts and crafts like when you're?
No, so this, I made that for like a sketch show I did at UCB. Like, wow. Oh, God. It has to be like at least like 7-6 years ago now.
Wow.
Time flies. It was a State Farm sketch. Remember the old State Farm jingle? Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the old commercials where they like sing the jingle and then the agent appears.
Yeah.
I wrote a sketch where the premise was they say the jingle wrong. And so the agent appears like chopped in half. And then so I originally had a sketch written where like we just like throw like legs and pants on stage. But my director was like, no, you should make a costume and someone walks out on it. And I was like, that's a weird idea. I don't like that. But then
I
did it anyway and it ended up being I've gotten so many jobs off those pants.
That
was like
great.
A jump in topic, but like, so I made the pants for the sketch show and then it was my Halloween costume. Then I made TikTok and then I got big on TikTok. And then now it's been used as like on my resume. And then people are just like, hey, let me hire you for this thing. And I'm
you
like,
really,
okay.
You really,
that's so cool.
Yeah. You really went in for dressed like the job you want.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's great.
Okay, great. Well, we have your scores to show you how you should feel.
Yep.
Oh,
about your career. Let's start with Lif God.
Lif, you are at, out of 12 million, you're at 7,728,977.
Okay.
Not bad.
Is he have a picture on
there? And you're trending up. No, you don't have a picture.
I'm trending up.
You're trending up.
You're trending up. Yes.
Hey, nice. Which one is he? Is
out
number
of 13
number
million, actually.
Number.
I'm at 13 million?
No, number 18.
Okay. Out of 13 million. Okay.
And that's all just off that one special thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just
one
thing. One
credit.
One
thing.
One movie. Right. One horror.
Okay.
Andrew, what are some of his credits?
It's Dead Squad, Temple of the Undead.
Yeah.
And what's the bestie?
Alfred, you're doing good this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's because you're satisfied.
You're at 299,121.
Oh, okay.
What did you do?
I haven't checked it in so long. I get random like peaks. I haven't checked my IMDb in a while, but I get random followers because I've been in a bunch of College Humor stuff.
Oh, cool.
And like they've been popping off. Well, now they're called Dropout. Subscribe to Dropout, y'all.
Oh, they are.
But,
did
they change?
Interesting.
When did
Rebrand.
They change?
When, yeah.
So Dropout started like a few years ago after the whole, like during when they got like, I guess like quote unquote bankrupt or like.
Oh.
But like, yeah, they started their own streaming service app. Dropout, and then they recently, in the last year, officially made it into, they're just called Dropout now.
Interesting. Do you have to pay for to stream stuff on it?
Yeah, it's just $5. It's not bad, but they got a huge following now. It's crazy.
That's interesting.
It's awesome.
Okay.
All right. And we have the best both of you have ever done.
I can't find Alex's page.
It's okay. Yeah. Andrew has it.
You got it?
Yeah. The best lift, the best you've ever been at, 821,100.
Let's go.
Nice.
Let's go.
And then Alfred, 173,744.
Nice.
Cool. Good job.
You did not react to that.
He doesn't
I'm like
care.
Processing
He's
these
Europe.
Numbers. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not sure what these mean. Yeah. I know the lower the better, but it's like once more than three numbers come out of your mouth, I'm like, these are too many numbers.
I'll say you're doing better than me this week.
Oh.
What's your score, Andrew?
I'm definitely not working for it.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, what are you at?
I think I'm like at 500.
Wow.
Not bad.
Wow.
I mean, I'm at 7 million, so.
Okay, very good.
It'd be funny if like sometimes your pants does work and you don't even know about it.
Yeah. It's on IMDb registered in there. I have no idea.
Funny.
All right. Okay. Well, I guess it's time.
It is finally time to play
The Meter.
Ooh.
What's going on?
Cold read. It's time for a cold read. Ooh. I have a scene here from Seinfeld.
Ooh.
And we're going to go ahead and do this cold read on this spot. Alfred, you're going to play Jerry.
Alex, okay.
You're going to play George. Cool. This is a scene from an episode called The Marine Biologist. Are you guys ready?
Yeah,
ready.
Let's do it.
This is exciting.
Two actors.
What's the deal?
All right, you guys good? You guys ready?
Let's go.
The scene is in the coffee shop. Jerry and George are sitting.
Just go?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
my bad. Ready. Sorry, I haven't read a script in a minute. never, actually. Diane Deacon? You saw Diane Deacon?
That's something, huh?
Yeah, how's she look?
She looked great. She asked about you.
She did? What'd she say?
How's George?
George? She said George. She remembered... Oh, well, you got it kind of... Yeah, there we go. She said George. She remembered my name. Diane Deacon remembered my name. She was the it girl.
Yeah, she asked for your number. I think she's going to get in touch with you.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, if you're kidding around, I'm not going to be able to be friends with you anymore. I'm serious about that. You got that?
I got no problem with that.
Good, because if this is a lie, if this is a joke, if this is your idea of some cute little game, we're finished.
Expect a call.
Oh my God, he's not kidding.
Now, I should tell you at this point, she's under the impression that you are...
A what?
A marine biologist.
A marine biologist? Why am I a marine biologist?
I may have mentioned it.
But I'm not a marine biologist.
I'm aware of that.
So?
You don't think it's a good job?
I didn't think it was a job.
Oh, it's a fascinating field.
What if she calls? What would I say?
And scene.
Nice.
Ooh, wow. That's pretty good.
Wow. Good job.
Oh
my God, I'm nervous. My hands are sweating.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah, that was great.
I started trying my best Jerry impression, and then just went into me. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really seamless. What does
that
say about you?
I guess I'm Jerry in the next
good.
Generation's Jerry.
I guess I got the George part because I'm short and fat, huh?
Damn, guys.
Oh, no.
Why would you say that?
I'm going bald right here.
Damn.
I see you, EJ.
It's all good.
Damn, EJ.
That was completely
But you did capture his essence. Very good job.
Good job.
Yeah, you did great, dude.
Thanks, man.
End scene. All right, now it's time to play... The game,
and here's how it works. You're going to try to guess the most poppin' person in each category I give you. Your score is obtained by the person's score you guess. So if you guess someone with a score of 100, you get 100 points. You want the lowest score at the end. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
You got
cool.
three lifelines. You
but
got
one.
FaceTime a friend.
Mm. Two.
You got double dip where you get to pick two people and we'll pick the better answer.
Three.
Beat of your choice that you can choose to either freestyle over or just talk
We only
over
have hip hop beat today, so let's just
okay. We only have hip hop beat today.
Hello.
All right.
Okay. Ready?
Are these unlimited or do we get one of each?
One of each.
Oh,
you could use as many as you want in one round.
Yeah. What if I just want to freestyle this whole time?
I love
no, I'm
it.
Kidding.
I'll allow it. All right, round one.
Round one is just no real category, just any actor, actress, director. Who is the most famous person you are seeing today? Liff, you had the lower score of the both of you, so you get to go first.
Thanks for reminding me.
who have you been seeing?
Who
do you think is so famous right
week.
Now?
Super famous right now. I feel like...
Who have you been watching? Huh? You're watching movies?
I've been watching... I've been watching movies, but also I've just been deep into shows right now.
Great.
Okay. That's good.
I think who I'm seeing pop off, it can be from any TV show.
Yes.
Yeah. TV, movie, yeah.
Okay. Even if it's like a reality TV show?
Yeah.
Yep.
They don't do as well.
They
just
don't
so
do
you
they
know.
Don't? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I feel like this one might do it. Have you seen the Love on the Spectrum? The Tanner kid?
I don't think he'll do well. I don't think he'll do well.
No, he was on Kelly Clarkson.
Okay, fine, maybe. If you're really...
What's his name?
Tanner Christensen, I think, or something like that.
That name sounds familiar.
It's okay.
And this dude doesn't even have a picture.
Yeah, he doesn't either.
It might not be Christensen. Just search Love on the Spectrum, Tanner.
Okay.
Dude, he's popping.
We're looking. Tanner Smith?
Tanner Smith, my bad. Okay. Not Christensen. I don't know where I got Christensen from.
Tanner Smith.
Remember, you could use a double dip here.
Good.
Oh, I could?
Want. Yeah, so
he'd
you
recommend that you
yeah. We're trying to help you for this.
Dog, I just, because I follow him on Instagram, it's like he's everywhere.
He probably is, but not.
All right, I'll double dip. I'll double dip. I'll double dip. Okay,
you got to okay. think, you got to think like in the film and TV world.
Okay.
Not, yeah, reality, they do.
They don't do as
they
well.
They don't do as well.
I feel like I don't know the name, but can I tell you the person?
Of course.
All right. It's the girl from the show Shogun.
Yes.
She plays Mariko
yeah.
or Mariko.
Yeah. Is that
her?
Anna Sawai.
Is that Anna?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Her. Yeah.
Very great.
That show is cool. That show is so sick too.
Yeah,
by the
it
way.
Is. Great. Very good answer. Very two different answers. All
right. What a fascinating way of using double dip.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
it. That's good.
What's Anna's last name?
Sawai. S-A-W-A-I. All right. Alfred, your turn.
All right. I think I have someone that's for sure. I had two people in mind, but someone for sure is doing popping off and is probably going to be popping off for the next few weeks is Ella Purnell from Fallout.
That was literally in my head, too.
Ella, yeah. Yes.
Ella Purnell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody said she has large eyes.
She
yeah,
does.
She does.
Yeah,
she
has,
like,
huge she's one of those. She's got an interesting.
I was just watching the first episode yesterday. Yeah. So that's why I was thinking her, but I didn't say her.
are you watching Fallout?
I finished it in 2 days.
Wow.
I feel like you have to, no? For your, like, as Xbox.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were, like, talking about it, and I was like, yeah, I'll watch it. I've never played the games, but.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, now I want to. I really like the show without having been a fan and not knowing the content.
Yeah, I've never played the game, actually.
Wow, this is exciting. Because.
Okay.
Why is it exciting?
Okay. No. It's exciting for me.
Okay.
All right, Tanner Smith.
What is, I couldn't even find that dude.
Did you find Tanner?
He doesn't have IMDb.
I found somebody who was like 800,000.
Okay, we'll just skip him.
Not Christensen. I think it's Smith. I'm pretty sure it's Tanner Smith.
Well, okay.
I love the idea that you're the single person that's bumping up his IMDb score. Yeah.
Like Jack Black made a video for him. He was on Kelly Clarkson. Like I figured.
Kelly Clarkson doesn't help. Okay, I can't even find him either. All right, we'll just go.
We'll use my double dip. Use my double dip. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Are we still gonna look for Tanner or no?
Yeah, just look for him just for fun.
Okay.
His name is.
Can't even see.
Yeah, what's
him?
His handle on Instagram? Like,
this is the American version.
Yeah, the Love on the Spectrum season 2.
Oh. I'm looking at
this
one. Hold
on. This guy right here. You never seen it. This kid.
Nah.
Y'all haven't seen him on
I've
Instagram.
I've seen him on memes. Hold on. Yeah, he's not even credited.
Yeah, he's not.
Sorry. Maybe he's in season 2.
Damn, they didn't even give my boy credits either, dog.
They didn't.
Maybe he just got a special thanks, dude.
I know. Just like me.
He
did all this work.
One.
He got a special thanks.
Okay.
Got 50 bucks.
I'm sorry.
But it's okay. Cause, oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right
what's the score?
What?
Oh, shit.
What?
Where did you find
is that
him?
Good?
I didn't find my arms.
That's awful.
Well,
wow. Oh, it's bad?
Okay. 95,000 is awful.
I'll lower my arms from the rest.
Oh. That would be terrible for you, Alex.
That would be horrible.
But at least he's there, so
yeah,
I didn't just,
great.
You know.
And he has a photo. He's doing better.
But he has a painful
but
smile.
In good, in other... But in, but in other good news...
Looks like it hurts.
Anna Sawai...
Guess.
Is that 7?
Amazing.
Oh, my God.
Let's go. God.
Wow, when I see an arrow down in red, that means I lost, huh? That's part of the website.
That's
like,
the website.
Damn, thanks for letting me know that I lost.
It just means she's trending down, that she was a higher rank last week.
Yeah.
Very good.
And then I think this is the second time this has ever happened on the show.
Which is why I said it's exciting.
I know. Ella Purnell.
Wow.
Won.
Number one. Is the closest score we've had in a while.
I thought that was gonna be good, but I didn't think it was that good. That's crazy.
Very good. I should have said her too. I was literally gonna be like Fallout Girl, but then I'm like,
Fallout Girl.
Just because I showed up just had a new episode last night again, so I figured she might even
Fallout
be.
Fallout Girl's a great band. All right.
Fallout Girl.
Okay, yeah, so we're gonna go over our top 10 for our listeners, even though we've got two of them already. Number 10, Annabelle O'Hagan, also from Fallout.
Yeah.
Number 9, Sydney Sweeney, of course, still. Number 8, Aiza Gonzalez from Ambulance and other things. Number 7, Anna Sawai. Number 6, Zelia Mendez-Jones, also from Fallout.
Wow.
Fallout is all over this. Yeah, number 5, Aaron Morton is from Fallout as well. Ooh, number 4, Moises.
Also Fallout, no?
Yeah, he went up.
Yep.
Short King.
This one from Baby Reindeer, Nava Mao.
I just heard about that show.
Yeah, me too. It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Number 2, Walton Goggins.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, this is probably the best he's ever had.
It's just Fallout top 10.
It's just for sure.
Fallout. So no more Fallout answers, dog. Don't
And Ella, number 1. So you can't use any of these names we just mentioned.
Darn.
Wow. Moving forward, but very good.
Damn, video game shows, if they do well, they do well.
Yeah, they do. Okay.
All right. Well, I think this is the first time two people have gotten top 10.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
History in the making right now. All right. We're down to our wheel categories, and we are going to
spin that,
hit that wheel. Also, since I've been doing a lot of traveling, all the categories this week are all about traveling.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
This one's called I'm a Man, I Don't Need Directions. So nice. Any actor or actress who has looked at any type of map or compass or GPS in a movie?
Or TV show.
Oh, I got it already, bro.
Thank God you get to go first.
Who's famous also now?
I feel like they have to be famous right now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
All right, it's the
oh my God, stop.
Dustin from Stranger Things.
Okay.
Dustin, what's his last name?
I don't know.
Know this character? Can you walk me through that?
Wait,
why would he be popular?
I just rewatched Stranger Things.
Okay.
And like there's a bunch of scenes, like I think it's the last season or third season, where like that magnetic field messes up all their compasses.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to use the compass to walk through the thing.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, and he's in a band too.
Right, right.
And yeah.
Gatton Matarazzo.
There we go.
Gatto.
Gatto.
Very good.
Spell that.
G-A-T-E-N and then Matarazzo. I don't know. I'll just say
it. Yeah, I guess he could be famous. I don't know right now, but
that's why I was like, I don't know if he is right now.
So far is like,
but
yeah,
is he?
But okay, is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Okay. All right. Alfred.
Okay, so just to clarify, I can name anybody who's popular today as long as they have a higher star meter than my ops.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm so lucky. I just watched this movie recently, but Jack Black in Jumanji, in both of the Jumanji movies, plays the character that looks at maps.
Yeah,
very
good. True.
Jack Black.
Okay, that's true.
Lock that answer in?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Gatton? Gatton? How do you say his name?
Gatton.
Matarazzo. All right. What's his score?
Gatton Matarazzo is at 3,376.
Sorry. He's not relevant this week. I'm sorry.
So I'll just wait till Stranger Things 5 comes out, though.
you have to guess it during that time. All right. And Jack Black is at
421.
Wow. Oh. Very good.
Cool.
Okay. Well, now the scores are not as close, but that's okay. You can still make it up. Can we get an updated score, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Alfred, you're still leading at 422. And because you guessed, Dustin Henderson by Gatton Matarazzo, Alex, you are now trailing at 3,780.
Not terrible.
But things can change.
Things can always change. Did you guys see the Jumanji skit on SNL like 2 weeks ago?
No.
Oh, it was really, really funny. You should watch it. Okay.
Check it Jack out. Black's popping right now, too, because of Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah. Forgot about it.
What are you guys laughing at?
Nothing.
Okay, let's move to the third round. Please spin the wheel.
I'm spinning it. That's that link in that. Let's spin it.
All right, this one's called, it's so expensive. Thanks, Biden. So any actor who has gotten gas or fuel in any movie or TV show
during the Biden administration?
During the Biden administration.
Yes, during the Biden administration.
All right, Liff, you get to go again.
You get to go first.
You have other lifelines if you want to use
them.
Sorry,
what was it again? Anyone who's what?
Anyone who's gotten like gas or fuel or any
gas
in a show, movie.
Yes.
I'm gonna say that Pedro guy, Pedro
Very
Moscow.
Great guess.
In The Last of Us.
Nice.
Moscow. What's his name?
He's a Moscow mule.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah. Him.
That's
in The Last
great.
Of Us.
That's a great.
That
guess.
Was the first thing that I guessed.
Okay. He does get gas in that.
He does.
That was like a main plot thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alfred, your turn. Do you want a hip hop beat?
Sure, I guess.
Play
I can't
that
think
beat.
Of anything right now.
Yeah, this is what.
What am I supposed to do over this beat?
Just
freestyle?
Or talk.
Or just talk.
Just talk, freestyle.
But you're an improver.
Yeah. Well, now I just want to freestyle.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah. Thinking on the mic at the edge of my seat. Thinking of IMDb stuff on this beat.
Yeah.
Whoa. Andrew's hungry. He wants to eat.
Yeah.
Squat. Trying to think of something but be discreet. LaCroix. LaCroix. That's my boy.
I'm getting farther away from you. This is not helping me.
Okay, wait. This is distracting me even more. This. Okay, all right. Let's talk. Let's talk it through. Wow, it's a movie where you get fuel. I'm just... Tony Stark, no. He has to... No, he doesn't even run on fuel. Jeez.
But you're in the same world.
In the same, I'm like thinking, what superhero needs fuel?
Okay.
Oh my god.
You just cut that.
I'm just gonna assume. I haven't seen the movie in a minute, but I'm just gonna assume Samuel L. Jackson or John Travolta get a fuel in Pulp Fiction somewhere. Do they?
They don't.
I feel like that would be a Tarantino scene where they're just. Talking at a gas station.
No, they don't.
Darn.
But you have one other lifeline if you want to use it.
Wait, did I just use a lifeline?
Yeah. You did. Sorry.
You have two lifelines.
I unknowingly used the lifeline.
Oh, yeah. You have double dip also, but the FaceTime
all right,
seems like
it. I'm going to FaceTime a friend. I'm going to FaceTime my boy AJ.
Hey.
Yeah. Let's see what he's got for me.
Gas.
Wow. He's one of those people in my contacts. I don't know if you guys have this where they have like five numbers saved.
Yes.
I don't know which one to call. I'm gonna go.
Try all of them.
Yeah, go one by one.
Bye, Jay.
See ya, dude. Do I have to FaceTime him?
No, you could call.
Oh my god.
Oh, I'll move it. Okay, here.
Wait, hello? Yo, AJ.
Send out.
How do I say this?
An actor.
Actor, actress.
An actor and actress that has
gotten gas or fuel in any movie or TV show.
Gotten gas or fuel in a movie or TV show. The most famous person you can think of.
I'm assuming Anya Taylor-Joy in the new Mad Max movie.
Hasn't come out yet.
Hasn't come out yet.
But that's great.
You're on the right track. You're on the right track.
Is that all he gets?
Tom Hardy in the other Mad Max movie.
Tom Hardy in the other Mad Max movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. We'll take it. I'll take it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
That was good.
Yes. See you later. Oh, Joe Dirt?
Let's not.
No, you let him use that one, please. Let him use David Spade.
I'll talk to you later, David. Thanks.
I love you.
Love you too. Later.
Great. All right.
Tom Hardy.
Very great.
It's a good guess.
And Pedro Pascal.
Right. Ooh, this is interesting.
Is Tom Hardy popping off?
I guess so, because Pedro Pascal's at 176.
Very good.
Nice.
And then Tom Hardy is at 129.
Oh, whoa.
What's he doing?
I don't know what he's doing.
Tom Hardy, what was he?
Oh, he's in a new movie with Austin Butler.
Where they have bikes, yeah. And they're also getting gas, probably. Yeah.
But that movie's not out yet, but yeah. He's back. Okay, bye, EJ.
Later, dude.
All right. Very great.
Good
so
job.
We got updated scores. Alfred's at 511. Liftgod's at 3,959.
We good. We chilling.
We can change.
Two more rounds.
All right. Spin the wheel, please.
Nice.
Ooh, okay.
This one's called Fuck, I Missed It. actor, actress who has missed a flight or a bus in any movie.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Wait, so who lost that one? Alfred.
Oh, I got one, bro.
Alfred,
you get to go first.
Wait, I lost that one? Didn't I win that one?
No.
Oh, you did win that one.
Yeah. I just used like 3 lifelines on it.
You're right.
Oh, I thought Tom Hardy did better than Pedro.
Yeah, he did Tom Hardy.
So I lost.
So you get
to go first.
Dude, I got one. Yeah. I just saw a movie last night.
Okay.
The Jake Gyllenhaal Roadhouse.
Nice.
He misses the bus.
Very good.
Oh, damn.
Let's go.
Good.
I haven't seen this movie yet.
Nice.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Your turn.
I feel like he's not popping off right now, though. But I feel like George Clooney has in that movie Up in the Air.
Oh, right.
Does he miss a flight?
Does he catch
all of them? He purposefully stays in one of the cities.
He makes all the flights.
Yeah. It's a movie about how he makes all the flights.
He makes 6 of flights.
Yeah, I don't
it's
think the only he plot. Misses.
I don't think so either.
But there's another movie him. Where someone is in an airport forever. But
oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's the first one I thought of, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if that will be good either.
I mean, I'll go with that one. I can go with that one. If we're not sure about George Clooney, then I'll say Tom Hanks in The Terminal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Damn, Tom Hanks.
I just gave you that one,
though,
but
kinda.
That's fine.
America's Sweetheart.
Damn.
All right. Jake Gyllenhaal. What's he at? So.
It's like Tom Hanks was also in Roadhouse.
I know. Oh my God, bro.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
His new movie about him missing planes comes out next week.
Right, Jake is at
73.
Wow. Ooh. Very good.
And Mr. Tom Hanks is at 163.
Okay, that's better.
That's good.
That's good.
Very good. Okay, don't worry. This last round will be super challenging for both of you. So let's get the updated scores. Lyft now is at 4,032, and Alfred is at, that's the updated?
Uh-huh.
Damn, Stranger Things really just
714. Yeah, I strongly pushed you away from that answer. Okay, now we're going to take a break, content break with snacks.
Yay!
A few moments later,
and we're back.
We're back to the final round, the movie round. Just some things. I'm going to give you a category. You tell me a movie that you think fits that category that you think would be trending well on the movie meter. It's also on IMDb as well, uses the same algorithm. So any movie that fits this category that you think would be trending high.
And it has to be movie, right?
Has to be
not
movie.
TV show.
Okay. It can't have come out in the past year, so you can't say Dune 2.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm like Dune 1.
So we have a clip. Since there's not... Oh, sorry. This is Zoe, by the way. She's helping us. We have a fun clip for today's category. There's no audio, so I'm just going to play it off of my computer. Oh, you got the audio too?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, that's it.
All right. A car crashed into a Dunkin' in Cranston this morning. This is what if... Wait, let's play it again for the people that don't know. For people, okay, a car crashed into a Dunkin' Donuts in Cranston this morning, and then this is what a 15-year-old had to say about it.
I was just like, America doesn't just run on Dunkin', cars do too.
That's so funny.
That look he gives up the answer. He's
like, that's so funny.
It's almost like, duh. Yeah. Like, you guys didn't know that. What the hell?
Okay, so that was fun. All right.
That's great.
That's hilarious.
Genius. Any movie where someone eats a donut, orders a donut.
That's tough.
Donut with their coffee. Yeah, it's a little challenging, but. Be surprised how many people eat donuts. Yeah.
This isn't anything. This is maybe a thought starter, but I just saw like an Instagram reel recently of just like a montage of photos of Ben Affleck picking up Dunkin' Donuts from outside his
house. Pretty great.
He's made it his whole personality. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Like, we get it. You're from Boston.
Yeah.
Well, I think he has a sponsorship with them.
He's slanging
donuts.
Take it back then. I thought he was just doing it just to be like, I'm from Boston.
No, he's going to pay for it.
Okay.
All right. So who lost that last round?
I think it was me, right?
Yep. Yeah. Alfred.
Tom Hanks.
So you get to
Damn,
go.
This is tough.
It is tough.
A movie where they eat donuts. Feels like it's so obvious, but... difficult.
Yeah, if it gets too hard, I can change it, but let's try. Let's try using your brains first.
It's about just trying to remember if they actually eat a donut in it.
It can help you.
Oh. Fuck, I forgot which one, though. One of the Iron Man movies, they for sure eat a donut.
Correct.
Cool.
Okay, I was just going with that answer.
I don't remember if it was in Iron Man or it was in Hulk, because Hulk, it was actually like the post-credit scene.
It's an Iron Man too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Okay, Iron
Man. Go to Randy's Donuts. Yep.
Damn.
Cliff?
That shit about to blow me out the water, dog.
My favorite. Do you have any more lifelines? You have a FaceTime friend?
I have a FaceTime and a hip-hop beat.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
Damn.
America, don't
FaceTime
just
a friend on the beat, dude.
On the beat. Put them both together. Here, play a hip-hop beat for me so I can start thinking. I don't know about my freestyle. Yeah. Damn.
That's all you get.
That didn't work that well, but shit. Eats a donut.
Wait, we'll play it longer. Hold on. Give us a second.
All right, I lost the track.
Oh, that's okay. Beatbox for him.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Hey, beatbox?
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, Alfred's got it. There you go. Wiggle,
wiggle.
Ooh. Yeah. Eat a donut. Eat a donut. Which motherfucker eat a motherfucker donut? Eat donut. Eat donut.
Donut.
I don't know nobody that eat a donut.
There you go.
Ooh, okay. Good job, Alfred.
Damn, eats a donut in a goddamn movie. I'm like flashbacking on movies right now that I've seen that I'm trying to think of. I'm gonna have to call somebody.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
No, you good?
It is challenging. Think of who normally eats donuts in real life.
I know, that's what I was, and I was thinking a movie, but he said Iron Man 2. I'm like, it's definitely not beating it.
Oh, but you still will have a guess.
There's got to be something.
I'm going to do a phone call.
Yeah, do it for sure.
See if this person answers.
Can you think of any?
Nope.
Wow. No. Stumped
ya. That's hard.
I told you it would be.
Gil.
Yo.
Yo, I'm on the meter show with Andrew and EJ and all of them.
Wait, that's the fastest Gilbert has ever picked up for anyone.
You're my lifeline real quick.
I'm about to record, bro.
With Herb Dean. Oh, dude. Movie where someone eats a donut. Go.
What?
Movie where someone eats a donut.
Gilbert loves donuts. It's
perfect. I can't even hear what you're saying.
A movie where someone eats a donut in it.
Why aren't you a guest on the show?
Fuck you, Gilbert.
No, answer that question. I'll answer your question. Why are you a guest on this show?
Because I'm more fun. Lift God, baby.
That was... All right, who are you playing against?
Alfred.
Hey, what's up, Gilbert? It's me.
Hey, man, get my edit done, bro.
yeah, later. I'm working on it right now.
Gilbert, come on.
Wow, what a weird pairing of people. movie with a donut, someone ate. I want to say, I don't even think it's Avengers. Where Tony Stark, but
that's his, guys.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
Well, looked at that.
Thank you. Well, that's my guess. Thank you, bruh. Bye. Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah. I vividly remember that in the trailer.
Okay.
All
right.
I can't think of anybody else who eats a donut.
That was that was very tough.
Yeah. I know it was, but America doesn't just run on Dunkin's.
That's true.
Okay. Got the scores ready?
Yep.
All right.
All right. Iron Man is at 2,213.
Whoa.
Wow. Iron Man 2, sorry.
Iron Man 2.
Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
This is so funny.
Is at 7,430.
Still a lot better than I thought it would be.
I was gonna say Rush Hour, right? But I don't remember if they eat donuts in Rush Hour.
Do they? I don't think so.
Because like they're cops. Remember in the first one when he's like, I think they're at a donut shop. In the very first scene where Chris Tucker's with the guy and he has like the dynamite and stuff in the trunk.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're at a donut
shop. Oh, yes, they're in the parking lot.
But when he said Avengers, I was like, there's no way Rush Hour's beating that shit.
Oh, Rush Hour for sure would beat Iron Man 2, I think. But I don't think they eat.
There's a new Rush Hour confirmed, right?
I think so. There's another Bad Boys coming out, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But damn.
I don't think they eat donuts in Rush Hour.
I had more faith in Paul Blart Mall Cop. It's been memed so much that I thought it was going to be higher than that.
7,000 is pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like 700,000, honestly.
Okay. We have the updated scores.
Yeah.
And then, okay. So Alfred wins at 2,927. Lift God loses at 11,462. Good job, Alfred.
Good job.
I mean, it was the Stranger Things that killed you. It wasn't Paul Blart.
I thought it was going to hit, too, man.
You should come back on the show when the new season comes out. Oh, man. Just fight for it.
Imagine if the new season was out, I would have won.
Yeah, you would have.
All right, congrats, Alfred. You get
Thank
to
you.
Plug first since you won.
GG's.
GGs. Plug. well, Gilbert was referring to a video I'm editing for him for the Tiger Belly podcast.
The vlog?
No, for the live show that's going to happen this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah.
In Hawaii. So go to that.
Are you going to be there?
I'm not going to be there, but
I'll be there.
Watch that video, fly to Hawaii, and then if you can't fly to Hawaii this month, fly to Hawaii next month because I'm performing there for...
The fest?
The fest, but is it Hawaii Sketch Fest? No.
I think it's so.
Yeah, but I'm doing a sketch with Gilbert and maybe some improv, maybe some other stuff, but yeah, Hawaii Sketch Fest.
Wow, that's cool.
The weekend of May 17th, 18th, something like that.
Okay.
Amazing.
Nice.
Your turn?
You just follow me on at Lift God. It's two D's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Two F.
EJ.
Two F. Two D's. It just makes it cooler.
It is a lot cooler.
And then I work with Tiger Belly now, so come out to Tiger Belly and see us in Hawaii if you're out there.
Dude, that's so cool.
And then
it's probably sold out by now, right?
Almost.
Yeah.
It should be really cool. I'm very excited. It's my first time in Hawaii, too. So.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
They have donuts there.
Yeah.
Okay. Our live show's next week, May 1st. So please get your tickets. Ooh. We're at the Lyric, right?
Yep. Lyric Hyperion.
What time?
9:30.
Okay. And follow us at The Meter Game Show.
And at Andrew_Rolfo.
And I'm at Jazdella. Congrats, Alfred.
Good job.
You win.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.